Loved ones, please hear me. Jesus comes with love and authority as the emissary sent from God to make his salvation promise available to all people who will believe in him. There is a God who wants a personal, loving relationship, and he's made a way for fellowship to be restored between God and man. Our weapons for fighting unbelief are to pray with passion and reach out with warmth and to act with wisdom.
Welcome to Your Place of Grace with Evangelist Anthony Sluzes. We're taking the message of salvation, Holy Spirit renewal, and healing through the finished work of Christ to the world by every available means. If you'd like more information about Your Place of Grace Ministries and our resources, visit yourplaceofgrace.com.
Hey there, everyone. This is Anthony Sluzes. I'm so thankful that you're listening to Your Place of Grace. And I pray that what we have to teach here today will be a great blessing to you. Today we're talking about heaven, hell, and free will. Let me start with John 3:16-19, very familiar passage. Jesus' own words. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He who believes in him is not condemned, but he who does not believe is condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. And this is the condemnation, that the light has come into the world, and men loved darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. Powerful, powerful words from Jesus. You know, the key question in our life on earth is framed within the well-known text of John 3:16. So what do you believe about heaven and hell? Think about that for a minute. This passage that we read portrays the ultimate consequences of our choices. I mean, will we choose God's way or ours? The world today describes the idea of hell as archaic and mythical and hateful. Naysayers state that the idea of a living God, which we claim, is incompatible with the spitefulness of hell. This comes from the age-old argument that originated from the serpent when he said, "Did God really say that?" Most of the naysayers who doubt and disbelieve do so as a way of discrediting the claims of Jesus. Our Lord Jesus said that people loved darkness instead of light, because their deeds were evil. Please understand that trivializing truth will not neutralize truth's consequences. The statements of Jesus in John chapter 3 are the message of the Bible, and that is, there is an all-powerful and loving God who wants, desires, a personal relationship with you and me. And Almighty God has made a way for the fellowship which man destroyed by sin to be fully restored. Those who accept those terms go on to abundant life and the promise of heaven for eternity. The provision of God's love and salvation was made at Jesus' own expense at Calvary's cross. And the full message of John chapter 3 is, I'm here to bring you eternal life. Praise God. Jesus' purpose in John 3:16 through 19, that none may perish. What a promise. And Jesus confirms the issue. There is a heaven to gain and a hell to shun, dear ones. I mean, either we will say yes, and he will raise us up, or we will choose to reject him and die in our sins. All we need to do is to open our hearts and say, yes, Lord, yes. Heaven is real, and God's love predestines human sinners to its glory. But we have free will to accept or reject the Lord Jesus. The fact of the matter is, not only is heaven real, hell is real. And human sin predestinates human beings to the horrors of hell. And just let me say this too, because this is very, very important. This is key. Heaven is not automatic. No matter what society thinks, the message there is a hell is consistent with sharing God's love. Oh yeah. This is a message that is central in God's heart for all of humanity. Our Lord Jesus doesn't stutter or stammer around when he declares himself in absolute terms. He said, I am the light of the world. And he spoke that after healing a blind man. Jesus also said, I am the bread of life, spoken after feeding thousands. He also said, I am the resurrection and the life, stated just before he raised Lazarus from the dead. And Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. He spoke that after telling his disciples that he was going to the Father to prepare a place for them. Each of these I am statements made claim to his identity. Jesus was and is God incarnate. These statements are either deranged or they are true, but certainly confronting to any thoughtful person, and they necessitate investigation for those who truly do seek truth. And loved ones, our Lord Jesus speaks from a heart of love and compassion. Jesus longs for us to be with him and does not want to be separated from any of us for eternity. No. He wants heaven to be our home. His purpose in dying for us on Calvary's cross was to prevent judgment upon us. Jesus fulfilled Isaiah's prophecy in Isaiah chapter 53 as the lamb led to the slaughter, punished for the transgression of God's people. Praise God. You know, Jesus confronts all human preference for self-will. Jesus provided the gift of salvation for everyone at his own expense. Jesus made clear that his love for all humanity was never-ending, was eternal, and that he did not come to condemn the world, but to save the world, to save us. The proposition for justice is determined by individual choice. You and I are saved through belief in his atonement for our sin at the cross. It's our choice, your choice and mine, whether we're going to believe or not. The voices of non-believers scream, no, 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 I don't like this authoritarian message that restricts me from pursuing other ideas that are better for me. The non-believer's discontent does not erase the gospel, dear one. Jesus said that people loved darkness rather than the light of the gospel for fear their deeds would be exposed. Human life is only redeemable on the divine terms of full payment for the sins of the world. the voice of the serpent, who is Satan, is a lie, and continues to deceive humanity through enticing us to rely on ourselves and our own judgment. Those of us who are in Jesus Christ are compelled to share the good news to the self-absorbed, and to do so, we must know how to minister in the gentleness of Jesus Christ. Listen to me now. You're not going to debate anyone into heaven. Oh, you may win the debate, but you may lose that soul in the process. We're to love people into heaven. We must not strong-arm religion, but abide in the light that by its very warmth invites the inquiry of people to find out how we've come to know what we know about our salvation. Loved ones, please hear me. Jesus comes with love and authority as the emissary sent from God to make his salvation promise available to all people who will believe in him. There is a God who wants a personal, loving relationship, and he's made a way for fellowship to be restored between God and man. Our weapons for fighting unbelief are to pray with passion and reach out with warmth and to act with wisdom. Praise God. Here's what the Apostle Peter writes. And this is for you and me right now as believers. Peter said this. He said, "Always be prepared to give an answer to everyone who asks you to give the reason for the hope that you have with gentleness and respect." Live with a heart full of thankfulness, dear one, for God's wonderful plan of salvation through Jesus Christ. Jesus said that if he is lifted up, he will draw all people to him. May this be our prayer in these last days of an ever-increasing spirit of Antichrist in the world today. Father God, I thank you for this time together with my friends. And I pray, Lord, that what we've said here today would take root in hearts and lives. And Lord, as we pray for those who may not know you as of yet, for family members, for dear friends, co-workers who may be running from Christ, Father, we pray that you would send born-again, spirit-filled laborers across those dear people's pathways, our families, our friends, neighbors, co-workers who have run from God. Send born-again, spirit-filled laborers across their pathway, people whom they will listen to and respect and take to heart what's being told to them about Jesus. And Father, we claim those family members and friends right now for the kingdom of God and the Lord Jesus Christ as saved, delivered, and healed. In Jesus' name, thank you, Father. Amen. Dear one, I want to ask you as well, have you made Jesus Christ Lord of your life? I'm not talking about, no, I didn't ask you if you were Catholic or Baptist or Assemblies of God or Lutheran or whatever. I am asking you, are you born again? Jesus said to enter the kingdom of God, you must be born again. You can do that right now. I'm not asking you to join a church, a denomination, or whatever. I'm asking you to open your heart and receive Jesus Christ as your Savior and Lord. You can do it right now. Today is the day of salvation. The Bible says that now is your appointed time. Pray this prayer with me and pray it with all your heart. Dear God in heaven. That's right, pray it out loud. Dear God in heaven, I come to you in the name of Jesus Christ. Please forgive me for the way I've lived and for the things I've done. Cleanse me with your precious blood from all my sin and unrighteousness. With my mouth I confess the Lord Jesus. In my heart I believe that God raised Jesus from the dead, and he is alive. At this very moment I accept Jesus Christ as the Savior of my soul, and I make him the Lord of my life. And according to God's word, which cannot lie, I am washed, I am cleansed, I am forgiven, I am healed, and I am reborn. And I thank you, my God and my Savior, in Jesus' wonderful name, amen and amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. If you prayed that prayer with me, the Bible says that if anyone, and that means you, if anyone is in Christ, he or she is a new creation. Old things have passed away, and behold, all things have become new. Praise God. If you've prayed that prayer with me, contact me through my website, yourplaceofgrace.com, and say, Tony, man, I prayed that prayer with you, and Jesus Christ now lives in my heart, and I want to serve him all the days of my life. If you'll do that, I will send you some resources free of charge, postage paid, to help you get started in your new walk with Christ. Praise God. I'm rejoicing with you right now. Also, I want to remind you, I have a book out. It's my 12th book, and it's called Healing Handbook. The subtitle is Getting Healed Jesus Way. Healing Handbook can be found at Amazon.com in Kindle and paperback formats, or you can find it at my website, yourplaceofgrace.com. Healing Handbook by Anthony Sluzes. It'll be a blessing. Get several copies. Pass them out to family, friends, coworkers, classmates, neighbors. It'll be a blessing, I promise. Thank you for listening. I never want to take you for granted, dear ones. I thank you for listening, and I pray for you every week. And my prayer as we leave today until we meet again is, may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you. May the Lord be gracious unto you and always have a smiling countenance upon you. And may he give you peace, protection, prosperity, joy unspeakable and full of glory, laughter and unconditional love within your marriage, family, and home. And may he grant you great favor everywhere you step foot, all the days of your long, long life. In Jesus' wonderful name, amen and amen.
Thank you so much for listening to Your Place of Grace with Anthony Sluzes. We trust the podcast was a blessing to you. If you'd like more information about our ministry, resources, testimonials, and to schedule Anthony to speak at your event, go to yourplaceofgrace.com.